Like communities across the nation, Anchorage embraces the 4th of July with a bevy of traditions. One of the oldest for the city is the parade, which again this year features Anchorage's American Legion Post 1. Post 1 has not only participated every year, it created the parade. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
We're American Legion Jack Henry Post Number 1. Our post has been around since 1919. We were created on September 19th. 1919.
As post historian, Scott Harden enjoys pointing out that date is a mere 4 years after Anchorage itself came into existence and a good 40 years prior to statehood.
76 men gathered at the Moose Hall and signed and ratified the original charter, the temporary charter.
The next year, 1920, Jack Henry Post 1 organized the first 4th of July parade. It sponsored the parade until the mid-80s, when rising costs forced the post to ask the municipality to share the responsibility. That's why Anchorage's current parade is divided into two components, the municipality and the veterans. The 1920 date means this year's float marks the post's 89th consecutive appearance in the parade. Of the approximately half-dozen American Legion posts in Anchorage, Post 1 is the log and block structure on Fireweed Lane, its location ever since the early 1960s. The 4th of July parade is hardly the only intertwining of post and community history. Pursuing his 90-year post history, Harden found dozens of boxes containing pictures, documents, and minutes going back to the very first meetings. He's now compiling a post officer list along with a general membership roll.
Our first female legionnaire was a woman by the name of Florence Knopp. In order to be a legionnaire, she has to have been active duty. So she was a nurse, and she joined the post in October of 1921.
Harden says through the 1950s, the post was an integral part of Anchorage social and civic life. There are accounts of an early band that toured other communities, Thursday and Friday dances, beginning in 1925, a Boy Scout troop, baseball games, housing and job assistance for veterans, and even the responsibility for the contest to select the state's flag. Harden has found some of the entries. But not all of Post One's history is found in documents and photographs.
There was five of us brothers went into war. Three of us went in the Pacific and two went to Europe. We had the privilege of making it back home without deadness.
Sarge Leonard Plum is an 88-year-old veteran of World War II. There are several others. Sarge made the military his career, mustering out in the mid-1960s. He says one attraction for joining Post One was community regard.
The people highly respect him due to the situation of the war, and then that earthquake problem happened. The Legion was helping him.
Harden says perhaps the post's greatest service came after the Good Friday earthquake of March 27th, 1964.
As people came to the post, it dawned on them that people were going to be looking for family members. So when they came in, they signed in a logbook that they were here. And if they left, they had to sign out saying where they were going. And we have those books still. And not only that, we have the records of how many meals they served, how many people were actually living here at the post.
If Post One no longer occupies the key role it once had in the life of the community, it continues to be highly important for members like Sarge.
I never had the military wore out on me. I never had it happen. I was both military and civilian. In my life, you know.
That's an attitude which current Post One commander Jim Grant shares.
You felt like you belonged. It's a good feeling that there's these people reaching out to the communities, to their federal veterans, to the state and to the nation. That's what makes us who we are. Once you've got that in your blood, it doesn't go away.
And it's that enduring bond among the members, past and present, that really underlies this year's 4th of July float theme. Proclaiming 50 years of statehood, but 90 years as an American Legion post. This is Len Anderson.